Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We are in week number 5 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe. We began the series with a show on headaches, then a show on the jaw and TMJ. We talked about the neck and the atlas orthogonal chiropractic adjustment before talking about shoulder issues last week. This week, our focus turns to the spine. I think we forget how important that spine is. You know, we go to the dentist, sure, which is real important, get our teeth cleaned every 6 months. Mm-hmm. But what are we doing for our spinal health? Are we waiting till we're in pain to get it checked out, you know?
And that's a good analogy, because it used to be at one time you only went to the dentist when you were in terrible pain.
And they pulled your tooth.
And they pulled your tooth. And we have actually progressed so much further in dental health. But also, there's an awful lot of people who haven't really started to take care of their spine. And about 30 million Americans regularly go to their chiropractor, mm-hmm, which is probably the leaders in the spinal care, healthcare. Mm-hmm. And of those, they are getting their spine. But there's an awful lot of Americans who have never been to a chiropractor before, who don't really think about their spinal health and what's involved with that. But one of the things you can actually correlate it to is you're almost as old as your spine is.
Mm.
One of the things that we can actually see on that is the degeneration that takes place over time. And if you have misalignments, if you have poorly working spinal biomechanics, your spine is actually going to age quicker, and that's going to cause a lot of problems. 80% of everyone actually goes down with their back at some time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And an awful lot of people become disabled. A lot of people, actually, there's about $50 billion that is spent on people's backs. And a lot of that can actually be improved if you take a proactive type of approach to your spine, actually starting to get checked early, because even kids have problems with their
backs.
Well,
I know a lot of schools, the kids get checked for scoliosis in the schools.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important part.
But isn't there more to look at than just scoliosis?
Yes. There are all sorts of injuries. One of the things that our son played football and our daughter played soccer,
mm-hmm,
and they were always bringing in their friends to actually get checked.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Matter of fact, a lot of the football players actually said that I was keeping the team going, because there were so many of them that would have been out for a game or two or maybe the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
But because they were getting some regular adjustments, and matter of fact, before the day before a game, I would have a whole group of them
offensive line.
Come in for some adjustments before that they would actually go out and play, and just said how much better that actually helped them out. So kids actually need to have not only their teeth checked, mm-hmm, but also have their spine checked. We have a lot of parents who do that, who bring their kids in, and the kids actually enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you know, when you're talking about how often should somebody get their spine checked, well, at least once a year,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that things are doing well, that there isn't any major type of problems that could be occurring, because people may not actually realize that they have a problem, just like with your teeth, until it's actually becomes a much more advanced type of case, and then they have problems.
And you're saying don't wait for an accident, or don't...
Well, 80% of the people wind up with some type of a major problem.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
It's the number two reason after colds for why people miss work. So you can actually avoid a lot of pain, unnecessary pain.
Mm-hmm.
You can avoid a lot of unnecessary expense. And you can actually keep yourself young and healthy and active. Nothing makes you feel old than a pain in the neck or a pain in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
other pains.
Right. So
I'm sitting on it.
It will slow you down.
Uh-huh.
and your life just is not going to be as good. So it's something that I really encourage people to come in. I'm having a lot more patients who are coming into the office who had never gotten their spine checked, had never even thought about it, coming in and saying, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, hesitant about this, but I've heard it's really good. And then they're bringing in their loved ones because it has helped them to feel so much better. Mm-hmm. Not only do it relieve pain, but people feel better. I have people say that all sorts of different types of problems are helped through that.
Well, before we go ahead and talk about the spine, I want, especially if we have any new listeners, know your background. You're a chiropractor.
I'm a chiropractor.
I've been a chiropractor for
30 years.
30 years, yeah. And you're an acupuncturist.
Mm-hmm.
You run an integrated medical practice. So
correct.
We work as a team toward people's health.
Right. We try to get, there are many different ways to approach anybody's health. And if you have an integrated where you're actually involved with, we have chiropractic, acupuncture, physical therapy, occupational therapy, massage therapy, we have a nurse practitioner, medical doctor, and as we can have everyone look at the different aspects of people's health, then we can actually find the more minds, the more ideas on how to help people, the better people do.
Yeah, it's a team approach.
Team approach is really what has been emphasized and what the literature actually says is the best way and the most comprehensive way of actually helping people.
Okay, well, let's talk about the spine because it's very important. What does the spine encompass? I know the whole nervous system goes through.
Yes, the spine, of course, we have the skull sitting on top of the atlas. We have 7 cervical vertebrae. And
that's the neck.
That's the neck. Mm-hmm. And that is a very mobile type of structure, very easy to get injured. We have actually a specialty on adjustment on that called the Atlas Orthogonal, based on very, very specific x-rays, very precise type.
And I think we did a whole show
on
that.
We did a whole show, and they can look at that. Very important to actually get that straightened out. It has a lot to do with headaches. Neck pain is not a good thing, and it's a tremendous amount of neurological input. They go to our website. We have a spine that actually will show up as you click on it, all the different types of organs and systems that the body actually encompasses from the nerves that come from there,
mm-hmm.
and how much influence that has. And as you're talking about the upper cervical area, it actually covers everything. So that's a very important type of area. So you have the 7 vertebrae in there. You have 12 thoracic, where the it's actually in the chest area where the ribs attach.
Let's talk about the neck, because there should be a curve in
the
neck.
There should be a normal curve.
It seems like a lot of people that come in
and a lot of people
have
that
lost that curve.
Don't have that curve, or it's actually turned around the other way.
Is that the reversal?
The reversal of the cervical curve. A lot of the auto accidents. As a matter of fact, I have people come in who said, oh, I've got, you know, I don't know, I just woke up one morning and I have a terrible pain up in my neck going down into my right arm. I'm quoting someone who just came in.
Mm-hmm.
We did x-rays on it, and I'm like, what the heck happened to you 15 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually tell how long ago that injury actually occurred by the amount
wow.
of degeneration that occurred. And
these can be young people.
Yeah, I mean, this was relatively young, someone who was 28.
That's young.
That's young.
My book.
For us, yes. It's a shorter amount of time than I've been open. They had been in an accident at that time. They knew exactly what had happened.
Mm.
And they had definite injuries that if they had been corrected right away, then they wouldn't have developed into these whole problems. Because now they've got a completely degenerated neck that some of it, I mean, we can get a lot of function, get the pain gone, but there is still a tremendous amount of bony changes that have occurred from the degeneration, a lot of arthritis.
Now, can degeneration be halted or turned around?
It can be halted, and you can actually get some reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body is a self-healing type of organism, you can get the motion back in there, you can get a much better positioning, but some of it is not reversible. So, you know, and they even went in for x-rays at that time, and the emergency room said, you're fine. But they aren't specialists
right.
in that.
Why is that? We hear that a lot, and people get in an auto accident, go to the hospital, get x-rays, they say they're fine, send them home with them, you know, anti-inflammatory, muscle relaxant.
Sure.
Is that going to take care of the problem, or what is it that's missing there?
Well, an emergency room is there to make sure that you're not going to die from something.
Or if you have a fracture.
A fracture. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for something that might require surgery. They aren't really examining you to see if you have some dysfunction that's actually occurred in that cervical spine. That's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to go to someone who actually specializes in that type of thing and make sure that that's actually working as it should. And the best person on that would be a chiropractor
mm-hmm.
to have that examined, especially after some major, even minor injuries,
mm-hmm.
Just to make sure it's good. We have a lot of patients who come in and say, I was just in a car accident. You know, can you check me out and make sure I'm good?
Right, right. That's very important. When we come back, let's talk more about spine health.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic mm-hmm. finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those mm-hmm. and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had.
Okay.
And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results.
Mm.
They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the structure-function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating,
hmm.
and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're in week number 5 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about the spine. We were talking about what spinal health encompasses in the spine and why it's so important to the nervous system, and touch about the cervical. There's 7 cervical vertebrae that encompass your neck. Let's talk about then the next area is thoracic area.
Sure. The cervical area would be the most easily injured. Thoracic would be the least because it has the rib cage around it, holds it pretty steady. But if there is a misalignment in the thoracic area, it is the hardest to correct because it is such a solid structure. The lumbar areas where people think about the bad back, you know, that's where a lot of people get an awful lot of injuries and problems. When we were talking about the lower back, you're talking probably most people are thinking about even creating some sciatica, which is a symptom of the sciatic nerve that's in pain, usually caused up in the back. There can be the facets can be, which is the joints in there, can be injured, damaged. There can be ligamentous. The whole spine is a very complicated type of structure. Not only do you have the skeletal structure in there, you have the nerves that can be pinched, you have ligaments, you have tendons, you have muscles. All those different types of areas on that can be an area of pain that can be cause an awful lot of problem. I've examined people, and sometimes, some terrific pain can be caused by some very little types of misalignments in there. One very common thing that's extremely painful is something called an iliolumbar ligament. When it goes into spasm, it causes a tremendous amount of pain. It's a very short ligament, about an inch long. And it really doesn't do a whole lot of damage, but it sure does hurt. So, I mean, you know, something little like that. You can have one joint out of place. You can have all sorts of different things that are that can go wrong. So being able to really diagnose those things and specialize them is what a chiropractor does. And usually they're the ones who can really get in there and diagnose those minor types of things that can be shifted on that and make the appropriate correction to get that working right.
Isn't there a statistic that the chiropractic care of the spine has been the most effective?
Yes. One of the nice things, well, a very interesting statistic, if you have some back pain and you go into an orthopedic surgeon for it, you have a 40% chance of having surgery. If you go to a chiropractor and first and have it looked at, you have a 0.5% chance of winding up with surgery.
0.5. Wow.
So those were very interesting new statistics that have come out. Matter of fact, the Kaiser insurance company has actually said that we're going to be sending at first all of our back patients to chiropractors now. Just because it's such a cheaper way of doing it.
Makes sense.
Less chance of winding up with surgery and much more economical with better outcomes over long term.
I know we've had new patients come in who were scheduled for surgery and thought, oh, I'll just, you know, give this a shot, and were able to cancel their surgery.
A very common type of thing. If, you know, they give it just a couple. And oftentimes, you know, I've had people who came in and said, you know, I'm scheduled for surgery. Can't get me in for 4 weeks. Can you at least give me some pain relief until I can make it into my surgery? And by the time that they were getting close to that, they called up and canceled because they said, I don't need the surgery anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, you know, I hear the term, well, my doctor says I have a bulging disc.
Sure.
What is a bulging disc, and is it something common? Or?
Well, the bulging disc is actually a very common type of a problem. Matter of fact, they did a study on young men, actually in medical school, and they found that 50% of them had actually a slightly bulged disc. So just having a bulged disc doesn't necessarily mean that you have a problem. I have had 2 bulged discs in my neck, which I got from playing too rough on sports and figured out that I was too old to be playing those anymore and stopped getting those. But if you actually do an MRI on my neck, I would still have those bulged discs. It's whether those are inflamed or not.
Okay.
So just because you have a bulged disc doesn't necessarily mean that you will have problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to get it inflamed, but it's usually the pain is actually coming mainly from inflammation.
Okay.
From an inflammatory type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the underlying weakness that's in there, but it's when it becomes inflamed is usually when we actually have the pain. And that inflammation can be in the disc. And the disc is actually a cartilaginous material with a jelly-like material inside, sort of like a
jelly
Boston
donut?
Cream or something like that would be a good illustration.
Uh-huh.
And when that cartilaginous material gets weak, and that can actually be from injury, or it can actually be some nutritional things that actually kick that off. A very interesting thing is actually one of the most likely reasons that you have a bulged disc is from smoking, which is interesting, just because it causes a lot of nutritional weakness in the body. And then that nutrition actually weakens that disc material, and then the disc material will actually bulge out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you happen to injure it and it becomes inflamed, then you have what's considered that bulged disc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is such a thing as a prolapse of the disc, and that's where that material that's inside that disc actually herniates out. In other words, it's a tear, it gets into the spinal cord, and that is an emergency situation that usually requires surgery.
A herniated disc?
Herniated disc.
Okay.
So, there are definite times on that, you have to be able to recognize as a doctor of whatever kind and get them over for that surgery, because that can be a very, very dangerous type of situation.
Okay. Now, that helps clarify, because those terms are thrown around. I have a bulging disc or I have a herniated disc.
Certainly.
Yeah, and I know.
And just because you have a bulged disc doesn't necessarily mean that you need surgery.
Right.
If you have a prolapsed herniated disc, then you do.
Now, I know a lot of times when people are in acute pain, there's an inflammatory response, correct?
Correct.
And do you have some natural anti-inflammatories or muscle relaxants?
We do. We have actually some natural anti-inflammatories that have been proven to work even better than the pharmaceutical without the side effects. So those are very, very beneficial. The other thing is that's extremely good for inflammation is acupuncture.
Mm.
Acupuncture takes down inflammation quite dramatically, and it's one of the ways that we can get that under control. The adjustments themselves also have a very strong anti-inflammatory type of effect, because what that does is as you can rearrange and get that in a better position, it takes a lot of pressure off of there and the body doesn't respond in the inflammatory. If there's not a damage to a ligament or a tendon or a misplacement, then the body starts to take down the inflammation. So combining those, usually we can get people out of pain in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. But there's so much more to it, right, than just getting people out of pain.
Yes, you're actually trying to get the structure in as excellent a position as possible, keep the motion in the spine, keep the alignment in a good position, and as you do that, the function and structure are very, very closely related.
Mm-hmm.
So if the structure is in the proper position, then the function is going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the same way, if you have poor function, then you're going to wind up with poor structure.
That's what's really nice about what we do. You have the acupuncture, but also having the physical therapy and occupational therapy.
Extremely
very
important.
Very important with the chiropractic. It's a real nice combination.
Very nice combination to actually combine those.
When people are ready more for the active care, then we add the physical therapy into their treatment program.
And then, of course, the whole nutritional aspect on that, too, makes a very, very big difference with the herbals, the vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, all those things thrown in there.
Right. Now, you hear the term also pinched nerve. I was told I had a pinched nerve. What does that mean?
Well, a pinched nerve is actually pretty easy to determine on that, because if you got a pinched nerve, one, it's going to be extremely painful, and also there's going to be some muscle changes that occur with that. So there's going to be some weakness. There's going to be, if you do a nerve conduction velocity study, there's going to be some changes on that. So finding out exactly what's going on that, it's not really actually that the bone is sitting on top of the nerve.
Okay, because that's what it's like, a pinched nerve. And okay.
But there, you know, when you're talking about that, there's a tremendous, I mean, all that material is packed in there. Mm-hmm. And if there is even some tension on the nerve, where there's some misalignment, there's some pull, or there's a lot of soft tissue pressure on there, or there's been some damage onto the nerve, then it's actually going to be what we call a pinched nerve. Not necessarily that there's bone on nerve. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there is if there's a lot of osteoarthritis, mm-hmm. but it's actually usually soft tissue damage and some soft tissue tearing in there.
Okay. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Mostly use holidays so we can eat more. You know, I normally don't have a burger, a brat, and a steak, but it is 4th of July. And I need the energy if I'm going to start blowing crap up. That's what the founding fathers would want.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're in week number 5 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about the spine. Let's talk a little bit. Our listeners, many of our listeners know you're a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, and we have an integrated medical practice. But let's talk a little bit about what conditions do you treat as a chiropractor when it comes to spinal health?
One of the things that we find is that with this care is not only do we deal with the pains of the neck and the back, which is what most people think of for chiropractic, mm-hmm. but this also has a huge effect on the entire system of the body. We find that a lot of the changes occur. Matter of fact, one of the things that they did was they've done some studies on blood pressure. And they actually found that chiropractic adjustments made a bigger difference on blood pressure than blood pressure medicines, which was a very big surprise. It was a study up in Chicago. They've also had some studies on many other different types of conditions, asthma. They've had it on ear infections. They've had it on stomach pains.
So someone listening might be saying, how does chiropractic help in these other areas if they're dealing with the spine?
The big thing is that it's dealing with the nervous system. Mm-hmm. The nervous system has a huge control over the rest of the body. It tells the rest of the body what to do. It, as you do an adjustment, you actually get physiological changes that occur. And oftentimes it can be rather immediate. I've had a young lady who came in who had acne, and she said the thing that really that she noticed is whenever she was in alignment that her acne got better.
Interesting.
now that is that something that everybody should be, you know, are you going to get cured from your acne from an adjustment? Well, not necessarily. There are a lot of influences on one's health. The nervous system is one of those influences. Mm-hmm. So you have to take in consideration of the entire body. And we have something called the 8 pillars of perfect health, which we actually cover all the different types of influences on the health of the body. But the number one thing that we actually do have on that is the chiropractic, where mm-hmm. you actually get the nervous energy of the body flowing. And it has a huge effect. As a matter of fact, almost on every different type of condition that we have that comes into our office, we always check to see if there is a neurological nerve impingement type of issue and make sure that that's corrected because it has such a big influence on everything else. That's one of the secrets on why we get such good results on so many different types of conditions in the body.
Well, you know, you're talking about the nervous system, and it's making me think, what about ADD and, you know, children?
Absolutely. ADD, ADHD, very important to make sure that they're in alignment. That has a big influence. It helps
now,
to settle it down.
Let's talk about, you have cerebral spinal fluid running through the spinal cord, correct?
Correct.
Now, can that get locked up at times?
And that's one of the things with autism that we've always noticed is that they always have a rocking. And cerebral spinal fluid is an extremely important part of the treatment for autism, something that a lot of people have actually written about. And
the vestibular system.
There's whole clinics on just dealing with that part. And when you're talking about chiropractic, chiropractic actually encompasses an awful lot of things. Click on the American Chiropractic Association. They actually have recognition of 40 different types of chiropractic technique systems.
Mm-hmm.
So chiropractic is a very wide-ranging type of care. There are many different types of systems of adjusting, and some of those are completely based on the cerebral spinal fluid. So, you know, it encompasses a lot more than what people are actually aware of. Even within our own office, we have about 8 different techniques that we use depending on the type of condition that people have.
Right.
I have patients who come who have had, I can think of one lady who had 3 back surgeries, and the final one, they just put a steel 2 steel rods in her back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was coming. She came in for acupuncture, and I says, "You know what would really help with this is some chiropractic." And she thought I was nuts because she's like, "I got 2 rods in my back. Boy, how are you going to adjust me?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, there are techniques that are very light that are extremely excellent, and one of the ones I was thinking of was Logan Basic, and I find that extremely beneficial for that type of back care." We were able to use it, and she couldn't believe the difference. I mean, her back pain was gone.
Well, let's talk about that. Is chiropractic treatment safe?
Chiropractic treatment is the safest major healthcare system out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have the lowest premiums of any healthcare. As a matter of fact, my nurse who works for me actually pays a higher premium than I do.
And your insurance practice.
And, yeah. The insurance companies know who's actually going to have problems. So chiropractic has been proven extremely safe, very effective, and we have a very high rate of satisfaction from our patients. We have one of the highest rates.
And does chiropractic treatment require referral from an MD?
It does not. We are actually considered primary care physicians. So that you can come in directly to a chiropractor and see them without a referral.
Mm-hmm. And I think you kind of answered this question, but is chiropractic treatment appropriate for children?
It is. And, of course, that was one thing that they were debating. And, of course, there are techniques that are more appropriate than others. Obviously, you don't want to twist a little kid's neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some reflex adjusting that we use for babies. Even infants.
I know our children is infants.
Yes, I was adjusting
aligned.
Them on the first day. And a lot of the women who come in here for their chiropractic, I mean, as soon as they were able to, brought their baby down to get checked, which I consider a very important part. You know, quite a few of them didn't require anything. But a lot of them actually required a little bit of adjusting. And the babies actually really love it.
They respond so
quickly. They respond very quickly. They fall asleep. And kids really hold their adjustments well.
So who should see a chiropractor?
Everyone should be checked by a chiropractor. Now, not everybody needs an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of patients who actually come through our office who We check out and we say, well, you know, your spine's fine. That's not where we really need to concentrate on. Mm-hmm. There are other aspects. So not everybody needs an adjustment. Hopefully, we actually get people in line pretty quickly.
Well, let's talk about that. How many visits? Because, you know, you'll hear, you know, is it ongoing?
Sure. And it's much like a dental type of thing. Usually within 12 adjustments, we can get things lined up. That's a pretty good average on that. And then people really do require sometimes some maintenance types of things. Not that they actually completely necessarily need it. But, you know, people have aches and pains and, you know, I need a little tune-up is basically what people say.
Just like their car, right?
Just like their car and just like a, you know, dentist. I mean, you go back in, you have things checked because if you left here after we got everything lined up and you had proper posture, you behaved yourself, didn't fall
and ate well,
you wouldn't need another adjustment. But people do have issues that they have those things occur. But my patients usually hold quite well. I mean,
what do you mean by hold?
Well, I mean, there isn't any major neurological interference. They don't have any pains, no really muscle spasms going down. One of the things that is very, very clear is as I check the patient, when there is a dysfunction in the spinal, there is pain that's going to be associated with it, and I will find it. In other words,
that's what people say. How did he know?
and if I can go through the back and not recreate some pain, they're in good shape, and that's where my patients go. That's what we're looking for.
Right. Now, does insurance plans cover chiropractic?
Most insurances actually do cover chiropractic. There are laws in the state that actually require plans actually include chiropractic, so the vast majority do.
Okay. We've talked a little bit about you being a chiropractor. Let's just talk about the education and training that a chiropractor goes through.
Certainly. The requirements to get into chiropractic school for the undergraduate is the same as a medical doctor. The length of time that we go to school, the number of hours is exactly the same as the medical profession. Where we actually diverge on our education is our anatomy. We have more anatomy courses. We have a lot more hands-on type of courses, but we don't have the pharmaceutical training. So there is a we kind of replace that with that. Matter of fact, I went to Life Chiropractic University, and we actually shared quite a few of the same professors as Emory Medical School.
Oh, yeah, down in Atlanta.
So very similar to a medical doctor, except we don't have the pharmaceutical training, much more of spending time on the anatomy of the body, so because we are so closely associated with that.
Okay. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. Men with prostate infections, prostatitis, get up and say, oh, wow, I'm not in pain anymore. I don't have that irritation. So in chronic types of different types of infections, sinus infections, ear infections, lung infections, for the bladder infections, kidney infections, we can utilize it on that. One of the things that is really, really important for diathermy and underutilized is increasing the circulation. And we've had patients who were scheduled to have amputations of toes, even feet, because of the loss of circulation due to diabetic neuropathy. And we were able to have a series of diathermy treatments, usually about 24. If you set up the diathermy, have the right settings, which we know and understand, you don't have to go through the amputations that are involved. And that's one thing that isn't put out there as it should be, which was very frustrating. You know, it's just like this gentleman said, you know, I was scheduled to have my foot cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 sessions with the diathermy, and the vascular surgeon says, I've got better circulation than he did.
Did he tell him about the diathermy unit?
He did. And the guy said, well, I'd never heard of that before,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be effective. And that was one of the old things that the diathermy unit was used for, was for the diabetic neuropathy with the loss of circulation down into the feet. So if someone's scheduled to have their toes cut off or foot cut off, the diathermy is something that definitely should be looked at. It's been effective on everyone so far.
And you talked about 24 sessions, but when you look at different patients, the amount of sessions would be different for different issues that they have, correct?
It can be. Otitis media, you see it in immediate difference just that day.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the people with loss of circulation can tell a big difference right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, "Well, I've got pink toes now. I haven't had pink toes in a long time."
Mm-hmm.
And not only just for the circulation, but for those who have diabetic neuropathy, the diathermy is extremely, extremely beneficial.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the spine as a part of a 10-week series called Your Health from Head to Toe. Next week, we'll be talking about elbow and wrist issues. Let's talk about decompression therapy. What conditions does decompression help with?
Well, one of the biggest things is a protruding disc. Uh-huh. Which is causing sciatica. Of course, that's an extremely painful type of a condition, and oftentimes medically is treated surgically. Of course, not having surgery and being able to get the relief on that is a huge plus. It's a non-invasive type of a treatment where what you're doing is basically unloading the disc. So as you get that bulge disc and you take off the pressure off of that disc, then it gives it a chance to decompress. And as it decompresses, then you get a tremendous amount of relief of pain. You're talking about disc injuries. You're also talking about degeneration in the disc. If you have disc degeneration, which is causing issues along those lines, it doesn't have to be actually inflamed or bulged, but a degeneration of the disc, you can actually help to heal that up and to get some changes in that by doing also decompression. And then also unloading the joints. If you have a facet problem, this can actually help to take off some of the pressure off of there and get some excellent changes. So anytime that you're trying to get pressure off of the joints of the disc, decompression is the way to go.
What is a facet problem?
Facets, those are the joints in the spine that are the articulations, the areas that the vertebrae above and the vertebrae below actually connect.
Mm-hmm.
So you have three different ways that you can actually have a connection. One, you've got the disc that sits on top of the vertebral body, and then you've got the posterior portion of the vertebrae, which connects through the facets. Anytime that there's some degeneration, some inflammation in through there, and you can pull them apart, you get some pretty excellent relief. And if you can do that on a regular basis, then that can make a huge difference.
You mentioned sciatica. What is that, and how does decompression help?
Well, sciatica is an inflammation of the sciatic nerve, and oftentimes that is actually caused by the disc or inflammation in through there. Pressure from the facets where it causes some inflammation on that particular nerve. So you're looking at problems in the joints down in the lower spine. So as you can get that decompressed, then that usually helps. A good way to kind of think about this is if you have a pain in the back and you lay down and it starts to feel better, mm-hmm. then usually decompression will actually help.
Oh, interesting. Can it help the neck?
Absolutely. You can have the same thing up in the neck where you have bulge disc, where you have facet problems, decompression in through the cervical spine. And you can actually get some excellent results by doing some decompression along those lines.
Are there any risk using it?
The most important thing as you're doing decompression is make sure that the person is actually a candidate for that. There are different types of orthopedic neurological tests that you can do to determine that, but one of the things that's pretty easy just to figure it out is just give a pull. In other words, if you get some relief by stretching out the back or the neck, then that's usually a great candidate for decompression.
Now, is it different than traction?
Yes, the decompression is a different way of doing it. Where you have traction where somebody said, well, you know, maybe I could just hang upside down.
Oh, the inversion.
Yeah,
tables.
Sort of like an inversion type of thing.
Or, yeah,
or you can just
different?
Pull on your head or something yeah. like that. And can't I just do that instead of getting the decompression? And there is actually a difference on that. When we are doing decompression, one, we put you in a certain type of a position that has much more benefits. Oftentimes you can actually do different types of, like, the inversion table. And certain types of conditions would actually be very, very irritated by that. Facet problems usually are irritated along those lines. Whereas with a decompression, it's a different type of a force. One, you need to determine exactly the position that the person's put in. So there's a whole process of finding out on what type of angle you actually take it. And I've even had patients who, as they were going through their treatments, actually we changed their angles of decompression mm-hmm. to get the best results. It's an evaluation, and it's a very precise type of a position that you need to put them on to get the proper change in the, you know, whether you're working on the disc or the facets, to try to get the relief on that. So positioning is very important. And then also it's not just a straight pull. It's a timed, more of a pumping. It's not a constant pull because that's a different quality and you get different types of results with that. We even vary the amount of pull, the amount of pressure that you actually use to get different types of benefits. You also use different types of intervals between rest. So there's a pull, which is a decompression, and then there's a release, then there's a pull again. And that timing and how much pressure you use and the position that you put in the person is really what you're looking at for the therapeutic benefits. There's an awful lot involved in that. You need to oftentimes, you know, if you're dealing with a disc, have an MRI so that you know the position of the disc. You need to do different types of tests to determine which angle you need to put them at. You need to know the amount of curve in the lumbar spine, the position of the sacrum. So there's a tremendous amount of involvement in the evaluation of how you actually work with a patient to get those types of results. So you can get some very nice changes and actually start to get some healing properties taking place, mm-hmm. you know, as you pump that. One of the things is that the nutritionals to the cartilage, it doesn't have a direct blood supply. There's more of a synovial fluid. So there's an absorption through the fluid around there of the nutrients that the disc actually needs. Mm-hmm. So that actually helps to increase that. An example of that would be I had a gentleman, I don't even know if he had 2 degrees motion in his neck.
That means he could barely move his neck.
He could barely move his neck, and he didn't have any pain with it, but there was a tremendous amount of tension in through there.
Uh-huh.
There was a tremendous amount of arthritis. So I said, you know, you would be a great candidate for the decompression. And he was like, I've done traction before. It just more irritated it than anything else. I really didn't get any benefit. I said, well, this is different. So what I told him to do is let's give this a try for about 6 sessions and see how that works. And so we started him out on that, and he said he could really tell the difference. And as I was checking his neck, he actually was more at 15 degrees of motion than, you know, just mm-hmm. less than 5. And so he did a total of 20 treatments on the cervical spine, and now every time that I check him, which is about once a month, I check his range of motion, it's actually improved. So it set up a whole chain of events where there was some healing that actually took place in the neck. It wasn't really a pain situation for him, but it was a degenerated neck.
Right, and now he can, you know, when he backs up his car,
right,
he can actually turn his
neck. Yeah, that's what he's really excited about. And what we were doing on that was we were trying to get some fluid, some reversal of the health of the neck, you know, and what was going on in him. You can do the same thing in the low back where you have a tremendous amount of degeneration. You do the decompression in there and you do it properly and you can get some excellent, excellent changes.
Would you say that the decompression is accumulative? Is it?
Oh, yes, yes. You start to see the benefit, you know, at different points. It takes about 6 to start to see the initial benefit, you know, because we always say, well, let's give it, you know, 6 times, see how that starts to help. And usually about that time they can start to see the difference, you know, and they really want to stay with it. And usually we get the full benefit more about 20. 20 visits. Then we let the body start to take over from there. We're checking it on a constant type of basis and make sure that we're getting the type of results that we expect to, which is quite rewarding. And it's different than an adjustment. It's a totally different type of a treatment that we had not had before. And we're seeing some excellent results on some types of cases that we had gotten them much better, but we didn't have that component into our practice that this patient actually needed.
Do patients get taller?
Surprisingly, actually, yes. One of the patients who had it done with actually both cervical and lumbar, because they were so compressed on that, that they said, you know, my wife said that I'm a little taller. And if you do actually measure them, there is a change because you start to build up that disc. As we age, we lose about an inch and a half in our height.
Okay.
You know, as we get to that
degeneration. Right, because they start compressing.
And they start compressing. So if you can
those jelly donuts.
Those jelly donuts. And it's not a bad thing. I'm thinking about maybe getting on there a couple times a year just to kind of keep me at...
So you don't make it taller than you, right?
So, you know, it does, it's surprising, but yes, it does actually change the height just somewhat, you know, because you're trying to renew the joint. You're trying to take down the inflammation, or you're trying to get some regeneration going on within the disc space.
Well, let's talk about cost. First of all, is this decompression covered by insurance?
It is not. Decompression is not considered a covered service. It's still considered investigational. But the effectiveness now is pretty irrefutable. So I wouldn't be surprised if eventually the insurance companies start covering it because it's so much cheaper and so much more effective.
I don't think
surgery.
They cover those kind of things. Sorry.
It makes you wonder.
Oh, it does.
But surgery, you know, from all the research that they're doing right now, is just not an effective means of long-term type of results. The Kaiser Foundation has made chiropractic and these types of workings the standard for low back and sciatica problems. They were just finding too many expenses and too many failed back surgeries to continue that. So they've switched more over to this type of a system, and those companies that want to save money and want to be effective and have better outcomes are going to be switching along these lines.
Interesting.
If you want to get out of pain and get some results, that would be something definitely to
check
on.
And who wouldn't want to get out of pain? Are
I
there
know.
People? I-
And then also, if you want to be younger, it's amazing how much the degeneration in your back and neck can really hamper who and what you do. If you're looking for those types of things and want better joint health and have different types of problems, then getting into the decompression is just a smart way to go. And you should be able to feel a difference. You know, that's the nice thing about it.
Right away.
Long-term types of results can really start to really accumulate. And it's an ongoing type of thing. It actually stimulates the body to start healing itself. That's the nice thing about it.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.